This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us right now on the Fan Hotline, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Underwood, Cleveland Guardians, Guardians TV. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him all over social media. Watch him on Guardians TV. Matt Underwood joins us right now. Hello, Matt.
Ken, that was quite a tease. I have to admit, you've got me intrigued now.
It won't pay off, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll lead everybody down a weird primrose path of a terrible story. But the Guardians are not going to do that. I know they lost 10 in a row at one point, and we were really, really, really angry. And then they won 6-7. And I did get a couple of people go, well, you know, it took some extra innings to beat those White Sox teams. I go, well, wait a minute. This ain't no travel baseball team. This is Major League Baseball. They're all going to give this. They're all going to give a good effort. They're paid to. So based on this last week, you got a 30th ranked strength of schedule coming in on Friday. What do the Guardians need to do to take advantage of this and then maybe jump right back into the wild card? Because they're in the hunt at 4.5 out.
Yeah. I don't think it's a mystery. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. They have to find a way to generate more consistent offense somehow, some way. I think the biggest disappointment so far this year has been their inability to find somebody to anchor the cleanup spot. Maybe it shouldn't be a disappointment. Maybe we should have seen this coming all along because, you know, when Josh Naylor gets moved in the offseason, that's 30-100 that walked out the door. And they didn't have really an easily identified guy to just step right in there. I think there was hope that a combination of players could fill what Josh left. And, you know, Lane Thomas has been hurt. He hasn't played. I think they were hoping, you know, the part of what Lane could do combined with some other guys might offset that loss. And it just hasn't happened. But Jose Ramirez, as long as he doesn't die of exhaustion, he's going to continue to carry this offense and put up otherworldly numbers. They need somebody to help. They need somebody to step in there and get hot behind him. Is it fair to say Kyle Manzardo has to do it? No. He's still a young player trying to figure it out, but he's kind of in that role. So hopefully Kyle can get hot in the second half and be a guy that they can count on, because he's had his moments where he shows you the ability to drive the ball to generate instant offense. So he's going to be one of the people that they're going to lean on to help.
So it should come as no surprise that once Jose Ramirez got things going again after that bit of a slump, which of course coincided with the 10-game losing streak, they finish out the first half of the year winning 6-7. And I know it was the White Sox, and I know the Astros were pretty banged up as well. With that said, you know, you watch this team, you monitor them as close as anyone out there in the world. Do you think this team has what it takes to make any kind of a run and start to leapfrog all those teams ahead of them in the AL?
I think it's a challenge, Anthony. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's a real challenge, because I think anytime you start going, well, okay, the Tigers are kind of running away with it. Well, they're still the wild card, but you just kind of laid it out there. It's multiple teams. You're not fighting one team where you can kind of watch the standings. When it's multiple teams, that means essentially you have to start playing, I don't know, at maybe a 600 clip consistently the rest of the way to get there to secure that wild card spot. I don't know that this club can do that. They haven't done it to this point. They have not played at that level consistently. You know, they've shown flashes, but they haven't really put a run together for, say, 2 to 3 weeks or a month where you say, okay, now I see it. Now, having said that, the pitching has been getting better. The starting pitcher in particular, I like the trend that I'm seeing. Gavin Williams is getting better. Tanner Bibee, you know, you're going to get great effort from him every time out. I think Logan Allen has taken huge steps forward. Love what I'm seeing from Slade Ciccone. I think the pieces in the rotation are there, and if Shane Bieber comes riding in on a white horse, that's going to help. I don't worry too much about the bullpen. I know it hasn't been as good as it was a year ago when it was historically great, but I still think it's a good bullpen. If the offense can find a way somehow to meet those other guys, meet the pitching staff, then yeah, I think they can put themselves in the mix, but it's still going to be a tall order.
Matt Underwood joining us from Guardians TV. Speaking of Tanner Bibee and like Gavin Williams and some of the younger guys that we've already seen, what has shown you that they can develop some consistency? Because, you know, like during that 10-game stretch where they were losing, I'm like, man, these pitchers are pitching so well. And then it was your offense that dug you out all those holes over the last week.
Yeah, I think that, so with Gavin, they've been making some minor tweaks along the way, trying to get him in a position where he can consistently throw more strikes. So we're seeing that. Now, it doesn't always happen, and that's the way it is with any starting pitcher. You know, every 5 days, you don't get the same version of that starting pitcher. If you do, those guys go straight to Cooperstown. So he's still fighting himself at times, but I think he's throwing more consistent strikes. Instead of just trying to throw it through the backstop, he's developed this little cutter, and it's enabled him to command it, throw more strikes, and I think that's been a big key for him. Slade Ciccone is a guy that, you know, he made a great revelation in one of his recent starts where, you know, he was late in the game, and he admitted afterwards, you know, I was chasing a strikeout instead of just chasing contact. Just get weak contact. So that tells me, you know, he's learning. He's thinking his way through the game, and I think those are little baby incremental steps, and as they continue to make those, they get better. Logan Allen has developed a really good changeup. I mean, it's just become a difference maker for him. He's getting swings and misses. He's getting deeper into games, and that's the name of it. So, yeah, I think I'm seeing positive steps. This isn't like smoke and mirrors, like, wow, they're giving up 8 line drives and somehow they're hitting them right at defenders. I think there's reason to be, you know, optimistic with the starting rotation. And again, as you just had, you heard my man JT on the update say, Shane Bieber is getting closer. And if he can get to a point where sort of like Matthew Boyd last year, if he can help this team and maybe impact a few games down the stretch, who knows? That could be a real difference maker.
Matt, since you're around so many people and pretty dialed in, I don't know what to do in terms of expectations for somebody like Bieber coming off the injury and all the prolonged hiatus. So what are they feeling? What are you sensing from people close to the team on what they think is going to happen with Bieber once he starts pitching again up here?
I wish I had a really clever answer for you. I don't think anybody knows because it's just so doggone difficult to predict. You know, there are times when guys race through the rehab and they drop them right back in and it's almost like they didn't miss a beat. There are other guys that, you know, they stub their toe a few times and then it takes a little while and all this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sudden, for whatever reason, they take off. You just never know. Every, you know, it's not to dodge the question, Anthony, but every human body is different, and every ligament and tendon reacts a little bit differently. So there's just so much unpredictability to it. You don't know for sure. But given all of that, they do have this down to a pretty doggone close to an exact science. I mean, they say 12 to 16 months, and usually, unless something really goes haywire, the guys are back to throwing within 12 to 16 months. Now, I think that to your point, what you're asking is when do we see Shane Bieber? You know, yeah, he may be back throwing. Okay, he's got another rehab point. But when do we see, you know, the Cy Young winner, the ace of the staff? That is the part that's just incredibly difficult to predict. But I think given how hard he works and, you know, the fact that he's still pretty young and in great shape, I wouldn't be shocked if you see him and, you know, much like Matthew Boyd last year, if you see him and he's not going to be out there chucking 7-8 innings, but might be able to go out there and give you a pretty good rip for 5 innings in you know, late in the season, whether that's August or September. I wouldn't be surprised to see that at all.
Matt Underwood joining us on the hotline. So we've heard Stephen Vogt with a pretty consistent message even during the 10-game losing streak. I'm wondering, what do you think that message is behind the scenes? You know, he's still not 2 full years into his managerial career. You know, does he get a little more feisty, a little more hot when the doors are closed and there's no microphones or cameras around?
I really don't think so, Anthony. I think he's pretty consistent with, you know, that's just who he is. And I think because he played for a long time, he recognizes the challenges that come with playing every day and the ups and downs of the long season. So I think he tries to avoid those mercurial mood swings that you see sometimes. Sure, every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with, you know, with just getting in somebody's ear and really, you know, getting somebody fired up. I think he can do that, but I think it's more of a direct one-on-one. Let's sit down and talk and let's try to figure out what, you know, where you're at as a player and what we expect of you. I don't think he's a guy that's going to, you know, throw a tantrum and, you know, and break stuff in the clubhouse. And again, over the history of my time doing this, very seldomly do you hear stories like that where it actually worked. It offers entertainment at times. Guys will tell stories down the road about, well, you should have seen our manager. He flipped out one day. But, you know, very seldom does that actually have a direct impact. I think that's the – so far, that's been the key to voter success. He stays consistent. Players know that he's not going to panic. Players know that he's not going to, you know, tear up the clubhouse. They know what to expect, and I think there's something to be said for that.
How does Kyle Manzardo make it into the lineup as an everyday player? What does he got to do?
I think, you know, if you're talking about, you know, from a position player standpoint, I mean, he's going to be – I think they're going to have to, you know, rely on him. So whether he's DHing or playing first base, I think like a lot of players, you know, you're trying to find out what pitches you can impact. And so it's a matter of not chasing the ones that you can't. And that's just comes with time and experience, because big league pitchers know where you're weak. They know where your holes are, and those are the pitches they're going to try to get you to swing at. And it's not easy, obviously, or you know, guys will be hitting 400 and 500 all the time. So recognizing the pitches that he knows he can do damage with and trying to attack those, and then from a defensive standpoint, it's just continuing to work. You know, we knew the reports on him defensively coming in were, you know, he was not a great defender at first base. But I think he's shown that, you know, he's definitely a guy that you can put out there and you don't have to, like, cross your fingers and hold your breath. You know, he's not Gold Glove Carlos Santana caliber, but neither was Carlos Santana when he first started playing first base. So yeah. I think it's just a matter of continuing to work out there defensively.
Matt Underwood joining us from Guardians TV. What did you think of the swing off last night?
You know what, Ken? I'm just going to say it. I thought it was entertaining, and that's what the doggone All-Star game is supposed to be. It's an exhibition game. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be for the fans and most importantly for the kids, even though the thing gets played too late. I thought it was awesome. You know, I think that, you know, it's better than, oh, let's go to extra innings and do we have anybody left on the bench to play? I thought it was great. At least you didn't end with a dumb tie.
You had a lot of baseball guys probably texted you about that, didn't you? I mean, you work in baseball because you were like, doggone it, Ken, I'm just going to say it. I'm like, well, I think, Lyman, I agree with you here. I don't think you're going to get a pushback.
I think it was fun, and that's what it's supposed to be. Now, I don't want to see that, you know, in a playoff game. I don't want to see a World Series game decided like that. And even the Ghost Runner, I'm still torn on that. Like, you know, I suppose there's part of me that's like, you know, it does generate instant, like, intensity, energy, and excitement because you have to be on point the minute that extra inning starts with the guys in scoring position. But it definitely distorts the game. I'm glad they don't do it in the postseason. But, you know, maybe from a wear and tear standpoint, it is good because we were the last team this year to have a game go 11 innings. We had not had an extra inning game go to 11 innings until just the other night.
Did you have any issue with the speculation that the two stars of the game, Ohtani and Judge, were nowhere to be found, had already exited the premises before the conclusion of the game? Could even hang around for the finale of the All-Star game?
Yeah, I thought that was a little strange, but I don't know. I don't know why that is. It felt weird, but, you know, I don't know. Were they taking a plane? Are they already in the air, headed back to their respective homes? I don't know.
It seemed like they were. It was a little odd. It was because, yeah. But none of us ever thought that was going to be the situation. I mean, once you're out back in the day, and now it's like, well, do they need to stay over a swing off situation? Because that's what that's what people want to see. I don't know if anybody actually thought that that's how it was going to go down.
You're true. Exactly. I don't think. I'm sure Judge and Ohtani, the last thing they were thinking about was, well, if this game gets tied, you know, we got to be out there for our teammates. So.
I wonder if they even knew there was a swing off.
Probably not. I'll bet 75% of the dugout didn't know it.
Oh, gosh. Matt, we thank you for the time. Have an enjoyable couple of days off and enjoy the second half of the season.
Thanks, gentlemen. Enjoy your day. Thanks. Great talking to you.
Yes, sir. Matt Underwood on the Fan Hotline. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.